fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Looks like I need to push the button, don't I? We're back, ladies and gentlemen, on Tuesday, the 28th of September. We're now joined. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We're joined by Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. 3 books he authored and 3 more books he co-authored. And, of course, we still have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Jeff, you probably don't listen to the first hour of this show on Tuesdays. I doubt it. Do you, sir?
No, I don't.
I know you're a busy guy. Well, that would be my assumption. No sweat, GI, because I'm going to let you know something that we were talking about here that is very important, and here it is. Published at the Washington Standard yesterday, sir, the author is Mr. Tim Brown. And this is, most of the article consists of an affidavit written by an active duty Army Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long. And here's the title of the article, Jeff. No, that's not the title. There's so much confusion here at this website. Advertisements. Here's the article. Army doctor and aerospace medicine specialist Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, MD, calls on Pentagon to ground all pilots that have taken COVID shots. Now, she's an active duty medical doctor at Fort Rucker, Alabama. She's personally responsible for the medical and mental status of 4,000 aviators. Very impressive CV. And she expresses her concern in this affidavit under the Whistleblower Protection Act, which probably is not going to protect her at all. I imagine her career is probably toast. But it's very disturbing what she's written here, Jeff, and the facts that she lays out are very disturbing. And my belief right now, Jeff, is that there's probably several meetings taking place at the Pentagon right now at 9:04 a.m. on Tuesday, the 28th day of September, concerning the affidavit that she's created here. keeping in mind, Jeff, that an affidavit is a sworn document, sworn under oath, that could be admitted in any court of the land as evidence. This is a very important document. I hope you get a chance to read it, because I know one of your big concerns, Jeff, is national security. And having a large percentage of our aviators taken off flight status, that would certainly degrade our national security, wouldn't it, sir?
Oh, yeah.
No doubt whatsoever. There's no doubt whatsoever that there's groups in the Pentagon, probably led by flag rank officers, talking about, what do we do about Dr. Long? What do we do about Dr. Long's affidavit? What do we do about the COVID vaccinations we're giving all these aviators? There's going to be several aspects of this. There'll be men and women up there in the Pentagon who will try to poo-poo what she's saying. Others who will be very concerned about the health and well-being of the aviators and want to mitigate the issues caused by the clot shots. It's going to be a mixed bag, won't it, sir?
Yeah, well, already this story's been around a few days. I think I heard about it Friday. It was the first time I heard about this.
Well, her affidavit, let's see if I can find the date of her affidavit. I'm not seeing it at the beginning. Maybe the date. The article that I'm reading was published yesterday. And maybe at the end of the affidavit, it gives. There's so much clutter here in this art, in the website. Okay. It really doesn't give the date of the affidavit. It just has the date of the article being published yesterday. Regardless, it's pretty new. You first found out about it Friday. What was your first reaction? Did you read the affidavit Friday, Jeff?
I read a summary. It was about her making the statement that that they had this problem because of the G-forces that the pilots are, go through, and the kinds of things that you do when you're in a jet fighter. It makes you vulnerable to, strokes, heart attacks, other effects from the micro blood clotting of the spike protein.
Right, she does get into that. I just found out about the article 10 minutes before the show began, so I haven't had a chance to read all of it. But just scrolling down here, you're correct. She does, in fact, mention the spike proteins. As I said during the first hour, if General Patton found out there was a way to eliminate 10 or 20% of the Luftwaffe pilots from the German Air Force in World War II, I think he would have been a pretty happy camper, wouldn't he?
Well, any time you can eliminate your enemy from the battlefields without much muss or fuss, it's always a big plus.
Of course it is. Of course it is. That's a given. And I don't want to dwell on that exclusively here, but I think it's a major report that Dr. Long has done here, her affidavit. The evidence she presents is very powerful and very compelling. I don't know how this can be covered up. It's simply too powerful and too compelling. What are your thoughts about the Pentagon's reaction or non-reaction, Jeff?
Well, I'm not sure, given the fact that the small capillaries in the brain where this blood clotting could occur, you can have you can have brain damage here, and micro strokes, mini strokes in the middle of a battle. I mean, you think a pilot suffers from one of these is going to not crash or not be affected? She's hit upon something very, very interesting. And, they can cover up stuff all they want, but she's got something documented there. And they suddenly have to do something with that. They have to deal with her.
They have to. They have no choice. I know a young man. He's a Air Force pilot. He wanted to be a jet fighter pilot. He Air Force Academy graduate. The protocols for becoming a jet fighter pilot are pretty much as tough as becoming someone to be shot in the space. It's about as tough can be. He couldn't quite pass those protocols, so he's a C-130 pilot. And he's happy with it. He has a great career and so forth. He got the clot shot. He's one of these gung-ho leader kind of guys, former Eagle Scout, very personable. And Air Force pilots in general tend to be very bright, very personable, very gung-ho, and enthusiastic for life in general, don't they, sir?
Well, you have to have a positive mental attitude to do something difficult.
Of course you do. Of course you do. That's a given. I'm not sure where this is going to go. The Pentagon has been put into a box, and the Pentagon doesn't like to be put in a box of what do we do about all these pilots. To train any pilot, no matter what their status is a $1 million-plus exercise. Of course, the jet fighter pilots are the highest level of training and expense. But even a helicopter pilot or any kind of pilot, it costs a lot of money and takes a lot of time to train these guys, doesn't it?
Oh, it's incredibly expensive because of the number of hours of training and how difficult that is. Yeah, you would be shocked to think what a carrier pilot, for example, so it's well over $1 million to train them.
Absolutely. Now, I'm no World War II historian, but what I read previously was that the Luftwaffe, the German Air Force in World War II, did not run out of airplanes. They ran out of pilots. They had underground facilities to manufacture aircraft, and they still had plenty of functional aircraft as the war was winding down, but they simply ran out of pilots, didn't they, sir?
Well, and the same thing happened to Japan. At the end of World War II, they had to destroy some like 20,000 Japanese aircraft. They just didn't have the pilots. That's why they went to kamikazes. They didn't have to teach those kids to fly. They just, you know, at least they didn't have to teach them to fly competently enough to engage in a dogfight. Those kids, they just had to basically crash the plane into a ship. So that's all the training they could afford to give. You know, and that's where they came up with. That's why kamikazes were such a cheap, inexpensive weapon for the Japanese.
Well, it wasn't a matter of expense; it was a matter of time. They didn't have time. It is kind of a side note, but
They didn't have fuel. The fact is, the Japanese were out of gasoline, and the German gasoline shortages too. And so, it takes gasoline to train a pilot.
Well, that's true also. As a side note, what's out of every 100 kamikaze aircraft that wanted to crash to American ships, how many were successful? If you know,
I don't know the number, but it was pretty horrific in terms of the damage done to American ships.
I imagine initially, the first few weeks, especially the men manning those guns couldn't believe the planes were coming straight at them. And we're going to crash, could they?
Well, it was massive intellectual, you know, massive pressure on the sailors, especially on the escort ships that had to try to shoot them down before they got to the larger ships. And of course, the casualties were high, and it was a great concern. And one of the problems, if we had attempted to invade Japan proper, they had kamikazes of various forms. They had a fleet of ships, small speedboats that were like kamikazes. They had all kinds of things prepared if we'd landed that was going to cause massive loss of life for the invader.
That would have been a meat grinder is what that would have been for both sides. Thank God it didn't happen.
There were estimates of American casualties, you know, in that invasion that would have just dwarfed anything we'd experienced in the war till that date.
That's my reading of history also. you know, I may not be sitting here talking to you. My dad was in the South Pacific, and no doubt he would have been part of something like that. And what a massive meat grinder that would have been. Well, let's move forward 75 years to the present time. We have enemies that are determined to defeat us, to colonize America, enemies that are complicit, I believe, in what's going on with the COVID-19, the clot shots, enemies that stand to benefit from degradation of U.S. military readiness. I'm putting two and two together and getting four here. You don't have to peel back too many layers to find communist Chinese behind what's going on and benefiting from what's going on. You don't have to peel back too many layers at all, do you, Jeff?
Well, no, and the main layer is communist. Look, there are, you know, communism doesn't just exist in communist China. They have comrades here in the United States. These comrades have infiltrated the government, the military, the scientific establishment, the CDC, you know, Emory University, the National Institutes of Health, etc. And we have businessmen in the business community who have become financially hooked on Chinese cheap labor. So between the two of them, the Chinese and the communists and the Chinese communists exercise massive influence over the leadership of our country, and we have massive treason.
Well said. We got a caller here, Jeff and Leon. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John, Jeff, and Leon. John, I've been transporting fuel for over four decades. During that time, I've done a lot. I've done a lot of different types of alcohol. And to our friend in Pennsylvania,
we lost John.
I call.
There you are.
Am I here?
Start fresh. We lost you after you said to our friend in Pennsylvania. Please continue from that point.
To our friend in Pennsylvania, I've hauled a lot of polypropylene. It's compounded plastic. Glycol is an alcohol. I've hauled that too. Polypropylene glycol and ethylene glycol chemically are very similar. Glenn, you're a smart guy. Look at the structure. They actually call it, when they make it, John, they don't create it. It's called crafting of polypropylene. Okay, so it is a poison. Even of all things, the FDA is talking about whether or not children should be using it because it's causing behavior difficulties. It's causing sickness in children, but they're still giving it out. Ethylene glycol and polypropylene glycol. Glenn, I assure you, polypropylene glycol is a compounded agent in ethylene glycol. So it is in antifreeze. The glycol that's in alcohol is not really a pure alcohol. It's a synthetic alcohol, lab-created alcohol, just like the polypropylene, lab-created chemicals. It's considered to be presumed to be safe if an adult uses it one time a day for constipation. I'm telling you, and here's the thing. I don't doubt for a moment that this Air Force officer is absolutely accurate, but you think about the plausible deniability that's going to be given. She's telling the truth. Yes, China and others are behind making America sick and depopulating the people. But if she is successful, they're further decimating our military because right now they've mandated that everyone in the military takes it. So if you can't have feet on the ground, if you can't have soldiers in the field, if you can't have pilots in the air, and maybe captains on a ship, where's your military? It's gone. So just come
well
in and
said,
take over, pull the reins in.
Well said,
Glenn,
we think
check things out.
Thanks,
thank
sir.
You.
Well said. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town there. I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 28th of September. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Great way to protect your car, your truck, your generator, your home from EMP. And that's available with a nice discount at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is a Tuesday morning roundtable. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. Jeff, before we get back into our discussion, tell people how they can subscribe to your articles, please, sir.
If you go to my articles, you'll find at the bottom of each article is a way to subscribe on the website jrnyquist.blog.
Okay, and I encourage people to do that and support Jeff and his valuable work. I was just ruminating, gentlemen, during the break. I'm old enough to remember when there was a guy named General Curtis LeMay in charge of the U.S. Air Force. A cigar-smoking combat veteran. I was thinking about how great would it be to have General Curtis LeMay to walk into the Pentagon this morning with that cigar in his hand and telling people like it is. And he would use some pretty foul language, I would think, to give direct orders to immediately push all those COVID vaccine shots into the ocean and get back on track to defending the country. That's what General Curtis LeMay would do, I think, if he walked to the Pentagon this morning with that cigar in his hand. What do you think, Jeff?
Yeah, he wouldn't be reacting well.
No, he was a smart guy, a tough guy, a no-nonsense guy who put the defense of this country ahead of his career, ahead of his life.
Yep.
Well, that's exactly what we need. Leon, you're a veteran of the U.S. Navy. You were an officer in the U.S. Navy. You probably were personally acquainted with a number of Navy aviators, weren't you, sir?
Yes, sir. Especially in the helicopter corps, because we had them along with the Harriers that would land on the deck, and I was the helicopter control officer alternate in case the first one was taken out because of anything. And so, you know, I got to interact with a lot of them, and they were very focused, very much type A. And when you watch the movie Top Gun, they're very much like that, both in the Marines and the Navy. And being a military brat from the Air Force and living overseas with my father, I got to see a lot of the pilots there too. So, you know, they are awesome individuals who love the Constitution and love America, and I'm just surprised so many of them have taken it. But you know they many of them love the job even more than they're concerned about their own welfare, and they love their men as well. And because of that, you know, I think some of them, because they are without knowledge, they're going to actually expire because of it.
Well, I've known some pilots myself. They're all type A personalities. They're type A. They're warriors. They're type A, dominant male warriors is who they are. Very bright guys and gals too. Athletic, motivated, focused. They're all those things, and they're also leaders. The young pilot I know, C-130 pilot. He's a graduate of the Air Force Academy, former Eagle Scout, very bright, type A warrior. To set an example for his men, he's one of the first guys to get the clot shot in his unit, to show leadership, to show his esprit de corps and so forth. And that's who these guys are, aren't they, Leon?
Yes, sir. And right now, I mean, remember how many people have passed away? You heard from the pilots who passed away with British Airways and
yes.
Also American Airlines. So if I mean, even my brother's a pilot for Continental, and, you know, I send him the information, and did he respond? No, because, you know, I think when you're hearing it from relatives, any information has less credibility. And so, you know, you always are saying, you know, it's a biblical statement, you know, you're not a prophet in your own town. And so on.
Right.
So happens is...
To be an expert, you have to be at least 50 miles from home.
Yes, sir.
gentlemen, we got a bottom of the hour break coming up here. We got a caller on hold. Let's see if we can get started with this caller. Glenn in Pennsylvania is back again. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning again, John, Leon, Jeff. Real quick. Polypropylene glycol.
Okay.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having. And I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches, we shall fight on the landing grounds, we shall fight in the fields and in the streets, we shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender, and if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Don't use a search engine. Put it right in your browser, thelibertyman.com. The Daily Intelligence Briefing is updated every 24 hours. Great place to find out what's going on in the world. The John Moore Patriot Symposium will be next May at the luxurious Margaritaville Resort in Lake of the Ozarks, Missouri. It'll be a lot of fun. You'll be my live studio audience if you sign up to be there. What I like best about these events is the private one-on-one discussions that take place. They can't take place any other way or any other. They just can't. It's a lot of fun to do that. So I hope you can participate in that. Last but not least, energy cleaners. I talk about energy cleaners a lot, and I like to help people a lot get their life back, get past the arthritis pain, get the best night's sleep they've had in decades. You can place your order at my website using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Check out the energy cleaner and the mattress pads that go with it. Here's that toll-free order line, 800-592-9543. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Jeff Nyquist with us. His website's jrnyquist.blog, and I urge you to subscribe to his articles. His books for sale at Amazon. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Steve Ben-Noon, we expect to join us somewhere near the top of the hour. And we have back with us again for a call, Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Yes, hi, Glenn. I do have one other point, but real quick, without saying any words, start with the letter P. Sodium, atomic sodium, you know, pure sodium by itself is a positively charged cation. It's very toxic and very dangerous. Chloride, like chlorine and chlorine gas or chloride, also an element in the periodic table. It's an anion with a negative one charge, also very toxic. If you take one atom of sodium and one atom of chloride and bind them together ionically, you get plain table salt, which is so that, I just thought that's a good starting point for how chemicals tend to work. And you change the configuration, take something very dangerous and render it harmless merely by changing a configuration. Okay, now, the thing about the pilots, I would not be the least bit surprised if the military does something such as instituting something like a once-a-day 81-milligram aspirin protocol or something, because that could be, it's a very simple way to mitigate, you know, and prevent clots. Okay, I just think it's very simple. Steve Elkins, you mentioned that one of the things with that is over the very long term, I cut back on the aspirin protocols a little bit. Because there can be other effects on other organ systems, the retinas, the eyes, or perhaps the pancreas, over very long periods of time. That would be considered a minimal risk and probably not applicable to this population. So I wouldn't be surprised if they do something like that. And then one other thing about the pilots and clots, one of the types of clots we've seen in people from the vaccines is called cerebral vein sinus thrombosis. And this is developing clots in the blood vessels that feed the brain. And pilots might wear G-suits to push the blood around in their extremities or even their core, but the helmet doesn't do anything like that, and you have all this blood getting pushed around. If it's going to be inclined to clot, we don't want to see pilots getting, the cerebral vein sinus thrombosis. So, that's about it.
Okay. Well said, Glenn. Thank you. We appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Leon, did you ever entertain the thought of possibly becoming a pilot yourself?
Absolutely. That's when Top Gun came out when I was in high school. I was in junior high. Actually, I was a senior. And I wanted to be one. And I had the highest ASVAB in Texas. And they said, you can do whatever you want. I said, great. I want to be a pilot. I met the vertical. There was a certain criteria for that. But they said, no, your vision is not acceptable, and you can ride in the back seat. And my attitude is, if I can't work the stick, I'm not going to be in a Tomcat doing, Mach 3, Mach 5, and having somebody else drive. So I've been on the Autobahn at 180 miles an hour, and, I was a driver. But, sitting in the passenger seat is definitely a difference. And so I couldn't do that. And then the next thing I thought about was SEALs. And they said, no, you can't do that. So it's all about vision, and they did not accept LASIK surgery right. Back then, and that was unacceptable. Right. So you can do it now, but before they didn't allow it.
A couple of questions for you, Liam. What is 20/20 vision?
The ability to see 20 feet. I think you're like 2010, you have exceptional
vision. Yeah, my vision's 2010. So I'm back from Vietnam. Uh-huh. I'm within 2 points of maxing out the IQ test. I'm on the Fort Bragg track team. I got 20/10 vision. Guess what? Once a month, I had to go watch a movie about how wonderful it would be to be a helicopter pilot. So it gets better. The captain in charge of the intelligence group I was with in the 6th Special Forces group, he and I, we rode together. And so I'm riding with him, Captain Barnes. Great guy. And I said, Captain, I'm a corporal. I said, Captain, do they really think they're going to convince a Vietnam vet to become a helicopter pilot? He says, yeah, John, I know, but we got to go watch the movie. So once a month, they had this wonderful Hollywood production the handsome young helicopter pilot, his beautiful girlfriend, his beautiful sports car, and these helicopters doing all these wonderful acrobatic things in the air that helicopters can do. And we went back to work.
And I think the reason why they're really advertising the pilots is because they were losing the pilots much more than
we were running out of pilots. Yeah, we were running out of pilots. We had plenty of helicopters. Sure. And in fact, the guy manufacturing the helicopters, he brought a bag full of $100 bills to the White House and gave them to the vice president on a regular basis, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty well known. No secret. Jeff, did you ever entertain becoming a pilot yourself in your various pursuits? Ever think about becoming a pilot, private pilot?
No, never.
Never thought about it?
No. Nope. Okay.
All right. Well, no sweat to you. It's not for everybody. I do have officially 19 hours in my logbook as a trainee, about 2 to 3 times that much unofficially in the co-pilot seat. That's something I never became officially a pilot anyway. But I have a lot of respect for the men and women who've gone through that. The training is tough. It's extensive. Just to get in the training itself is tough, isn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir. And, I mean, you think about the attrition rate of the SEALs. It's incredible. And the pilots are, I mean, the top three were, and I'd have to go back to my notes, but many of them failed because of SEER school too. You know, the survival, escape,
I volunteered for the SEERs course. I thought it would have been great fun. Run through the woods barefoot with guys trying to catch you. Yeah.
and I took a mini version of it too. But the Israelis did it in at a training camp in Vegas, and they did some waterboarding. They said, if you want to be the instructor here at CRI, you actually have to do this for an hour and a half. So they waterboarded the people. And then there was this one man from Mexico. He had been kidnapped. And we all looked at him like, why are you taking this class? He said, you know, he was a young kid. He was like 23 years old. He was, his father was really wealthy, and they grabbed him, and he was ransomed. But he said, I'm never going to go through that again. So it was unusual to see a person of means, you know, getting waterboarded because he said, boy, the depths of depression and despair he had, because he was like, if they still whack me and steal my dad's money, I'm dead. So he was quite motivated to learn how to protect himself.
I bet he was. I bet he was. Well, Jeff, every week we get together, you and I and Leon, and then we have Steve join us. We talk about the events of the day. Every week, I'm continuing to be astounded at the new revelations of what's going on. As much as I read about all these things, I'm still learning. One of the things that Dr. Long talks about, she talks about several things that are in these alleged vaccines, and how giving these to healthy young men who are at the prime of life, the death rate in the U.S. military from COVID has been 0.003%. The survival rate is 99.997 survival rate from the COVID-19 in the military. We've already lost more people to the vaccinations in the military than we lost to the COVID-19 in the military. I find that rather disturbing, don't you, Jeff?
I haven't seen that figure. Where did you get that from?
That's in her article. It's in her affidavit.
Oh, it's in the affidavit. Yeah.
It's in the affidavit.
I know there's been, I saw a couple months ago, it was pretty close to the same. But of course, they play with statistics. But I understand last year only 20 American servicemen died of COVID. Is that correct?
Right. And as she does have that in her affidavit also, that's out of 4 million active duty. Right.
Yeah. And right. I think, you know, however they reported the deaths from the vaccine, I got to suspect that, you know, oh, well, that wasn't caused by the vaccine. You know, he just had a stroke or he just had an accident. Well,
that may be what the Pentagon is putting out, but it's not what Dr. Long is putting out.
Yeah, so interesting, yeah.
It is. It is, absolutely. You got a question or comment? We do have open lines at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. Well, I would think that the in the Politburo in China, in the Politburo in Moscow, they're probably having champagne toast and caviar to celebrate what's going on with the U.S. military. Jeff, what do you think, sir?
Well, I mean, look, somebody wants to shut down the U.S. military. And it seems to be the management of the Pentagon. Because why would you mandate shots that at the very least is going to disrupt all service branches because you got people leaving who don't want to take the shot, early retirements, people disgruntled, and then people just outright refusing the shots that you now are going to give dishonorable discharges to, which, by the way, to give an experimental shot, a person should not be forced to accept the dishonorable discharge.
There'll be lawsuits coming out of this going on for years into the future, won't there?
Yeah, it's difficult, you know. Why are you doing it? You don't need to do it. This virus has never been a threat to the military's ability to function.
Not at all. Not even a little bit. We lose more service people to automobile accidents every year than we do to COVID. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, let's take their cars away, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
We better disrupt the military to let them drive cars. They'll have accidents.
Right. We won't let anybody die from car wrecks if nobody gets in a car. Our next call. Well said, Jeff. Our next caller is Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning again. I would like to ask Jeff a question, but other people can add too. This Biden's comment, build back better, is that a term that was used a long time ago in some kind of political realm? Because I'd like to be able to explain that to my grandchildren who hear that and what it's related to.
I think it's a communist slogan for flipping, mm-hmm. using the vaccine, to, not the vaccine, using COVID to make a communist revolution. You know, they destroy everything. They level capitalism with the lockdowns. And now we're going to build it back better. We're going to build socialism now.
I thought there was some kind of connection there, but okay. Because they tend to use these slogans that people aren't really aware of. They're not watching. So thank you, because I would like to talk to my grandkids about it. Because they're going to be the next generation. They have to know what's going on. But thank you so much. That was my question. Thank you.
Okay. And John. Thank you for your call, Deborah. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. The communists like to use various slogans, don't they, sir?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how they move the process forward.
That is exactly how they move the process forward. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Jeff, I get the impression that what the communists are doing is intended to be the end game. The final bit before they conquer the planet. The Chinese seem to be taking the lead here. They've sub-Sahara Desert, that's everything in Africa below the Sahara Desert, is pretty much colonized by Communist China. My friend, Command Sergeant Major Dan Page, spent a year of his life documenting that, going all back and forth all over sub-Sahara Desert, documenting the Chinese building roads, electric plants, water treatment plants, sewage treatment plants, airports, structures for living and hospitals and so forth. They're heavily into South America and Central America. The Chinese intend to be ruling the whole planet, it appears, don't they, sir?
Yeah.
And they see the golden ring. Within their grasp. When they grab the golden ring, that means they've conquered the planet, and they can see it coming up. And they got their hand out, and they're ready to grab a hold of it, and finish their conquest of the planet, aren't they, sir?
Well, the communists are constantly working on advancing their agenda, and they have a plan. And you can read the program of the Communist Party. It's called The Road to Socialism. It's been basically the same program specifically for the last 15 years. And all you have to do is look at what the Democratic Party has been doing. They're following the program exactly to the letter.
All right. Here's our break. Call numbers 512-2288.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog. My friend Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We're hoping that Steve Benin can join us. If he does, we'll get some updates from Steve. Jeff, you've been monitoring the international comets conspiracy for more than a quarter of a century. You've sat across the interview table from a number of Soviet defectors. You've written books on this topic. Back when President Trump was president, I used to say that I thought you should have a workstation in the West Wing of the White House to help advise the president and the staff on the international comets conspiracy. Do you share my concern, Jeff, that the communists see the prize of conquering the planet within their grasp?
Well, when you see who's in the White House, when you see the policy of the Defense Department, when you see what's happening in Australia, when you see how we've disarmed and we've got a gap between our nuclear arsenal losing its potency in a year or two and not having any new nuclear weapons production until 2029, yeah, they're pretty darn close, you know? And if the people would just simply wake up, you don't have much time left. If you don't do anything about this, so many people are going to die, you're just not going to understand. Why are they all dying? Why are we going to be wiped out by nuclear bombardment? It's because you don't have a deterrent.
Right, right. Absolutely. Well said, Jeff. Our next caller is Nancy in Illinois. Good morning, Nancy.
I wondered if either of you heard anything about women, young women, being drafted into the military.
Well, I've heard about it for years. What's the question? I've heard about it.
Oh, well, I just seen a video where they passed a bill where they were going to start drafting young women into the military. And I wonder if that has anything to do with replacing those that die from the vaccine that are in the military now.
Well,
they need to get more.
Right. There's been proposals in Congress to draft women for decades. There's nothing new about that. A congressman up in New York State, I think, has been behind that. In fact, something I've shown people for 25-plus years is the Selective Service Registration Card, which is in every post office in the United States right now on Tuesday, the 28th day of September. From Alaska to Key West, every post office in the United States has these cards to fill out for Selective Service registration, and you can check off on there whether you're a male or female. Now, why would they have a place for females to check off unless they were drafting females? Why would that be on there, Nancy?
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously, this is not a misprint. The United States government did not have a misprint on these Selective Service registration cards. That's on there by design with intent. So that's been on there for at least 25 years. I'm not sure, I don't know about a bill in Congress to commence drafting anybody, because we're not drafting anybody now or to draft women in the future. But I see where that could happen. Anything else, Nancy?
No, that's it.
Okay, thank you, Nancy. Here's our break.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.